your stars is on the floor. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut geeks.
Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Matt Man.
And I'm Tommy Two Stars.
Together we are the Deep Fried Geeks. Our weekly podcast talking about food, movies, comics, TV shows, and general geek news. That theme music never gets old.
No, I can listen to it all
day.
I
was just rocking out right there. And that's why I got a little distracted for a second. I was playing air drums. Hey, Tommy.
Hey, Matty.
How are you, bud?
I'm great.
Having a good night tonight?
So far, so good. Yeah. Been a fun night. Just hanging out, chit-chatting, make each other laugh.
That's always good.
Always fun.
Making the funnies.
Ha-ha, tease.
Having the funnies come out of her mouth.
Hashtag ha-ha.
Funny, funny, funny.
Funny, funny.
Jokey, jokey.
Funny, funny stuff.
Spewing out of her mouth like the Exorcist puke.
Tease. Your mom's in here with us, Harold, and she's hilarious.
So do you think that the mom was actually in hell, or do you think that the devil was just lying to
her? I think he was trying to lie to the priest.
Yeah, you think he was just trying to mess with him, being a liar? Because they never gave that answer. They never said whether or not she was in hell or not, really.
No, I think he was just trying to mess him up.
Okay, just messing with him. Because,
you know, like, if you're going to... They're doing this little spiritual battle right there. So the demon, he's trying to get that demon out of that little girl. So she's trying to trip him up so he can stay in the girl. So he's trying to
mess him up.
Whatever he can get under his skin.
I agree. I don't know how we just started
talking. I don't know where that came from. Nothing to do with your topic.
Oh, man. A little bit of a special topic tonight, Tom.
We can go wherever we want. We're free range today.
Free ball.
And we're
free ball.
We both have pants on. We're not free balling. We're taking a real left turn. We're going to take so many left turns, we're going to be going in the same direction eventually. That ain't good.
We're going to be going in the river.
Going.
What river?
Going.
Whoa. Larry just scared the shit out of me.
Sneaking up on. Check for coins.
Sorry. We were talking about exorcists and I got all
just popped up on him. Sheesh. Linda Blair, calm down.
Whoa, I'm about to have a heart attack right now. I feel all the bacon and
all the bacon grease just pulled up in your heart.
I my heart would make that sound.
The echocardiogram when you're dying.
They're like, what the?
He's really bad. He's doing the March of Vader.
Can you believe that 2016 is almost over?
Well, man, this year's going by too dang quick.
Too dang quick. We've actually been a podcast for over a year now.
Ooh.
Your anniversary was the end of August last year. But we haven't had 50 episodes yet.
Well, we're waiting for 50.
Because we've done, like, a lot of special podcasts that I just named bonus episodes.
We're going to go to Hawaii when we have our 50 episode.
Unless we could find somebody to
some rich
sponsor
benefactor.
Us.
Wink, yes. Wink.
No, I have a special idea for our 50th that we'll talk about off air.
Okay.
I came up with one that I think is pretty good.
Sorry, folks, you can't get a taste.
But it's almost October now, and I realized that we've burned through a lot of movies this year.
Yeah, a lot. For this year, it's
a lot of movies. There's a lot of hype about a lot of movies. Good or bad. Lots of buildup. Me personally, I can't remember a year in my life that there's been so many geek-oriented movies come out in one year. It's been pretty ridiculous. And we even got more coming.
There's still more to come.
Yes.
And the year's not even done.
So I just figured we'd take a half an hour or however long it takes and go through the year a little bit and some movies that we've seen and what we thought and then what movies are still to come and what we still have to be hyped and excited about. So this is in no way in order at all. It's all kind of jumbled up.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the movies that came out this past year were Captain America Civil War, Suicide Squad, Finding Dory, Peach Dragon.
I didn't get to see that. I wanted to see that too.
Finding Dory?
No, it's Peach Dragon.
Peach Dragon. I have not seen Peach Dragon yet. I saw Finding Dory. Did you see that?
No.
That was pretty good. Batman v Superman. We saw that.
Star Trek Beyond.
I did not see that yet.
The Life of Pets. Didn't see that one.
Didn't see that either. Sausage Party. Didn't see that.
X-Men Apocalypse.
We saw that. Did you see that?
I didn't see
Okay, I saw that.
Jungle Book.
Jungle Book came out. Jason Bourne.
Magnificent Seven.
Deadpool.
Warcraft.
The BFG. That's coming out. Don't Breathe. Zootopia came out this year? Zootopia came out this year.
Dang, I would have thought that came out last year.
Crazy, right?
Oh, my land.
Alice Through the Looking Glass. The Ice Age movie, which I think probably bombed.
So many things came out around the same time that
it
just,
did. It was way too much.
The
new Tarzan movie, Independence Day. The new Ghostbusters movie.
Ninja Turtles.
Kubo and the Two Strings, which I heard was pretty amazing. I haven't seen that yet. Ben-Hur comes out this week, I think.
Ben-Hur.
Let's see. No. Though the new Purge movie came out.
Angry Birds movie.
So much stuff, man.
And we're doing that's still more.
Kind
and that's stuff
come.
That's already came out.
That's
There's
a lot.
Still more to come.
There is still more to come, Tom.
In Crayon.
So can you? So there are probably about 6 geek movies that are going to come through the rest of the year.
Yeah.
There's obviously a lot more other movies. Like there's weird ones like a Trolls movie, another cartoon movie called Storks. So those types of movies.
Right.
I just have a list of the ones that are still coming that are geek. So, well, out of this list, what are two? You know, why don't you name two that you're super excited about seeing?
Rogue One and Doctor Strange.
Oh my gosh! Right?
Yeah.
Holy crap! Super stoked to see Rogue One.
Yeah.
They're making all the exact right decisions.
I think they are too.
Like they did for Force Awakens.
I'm excited.
I think I'm going to stop watching trailers now, though.
Oh, yeah, I'm at that point where I don't need any more trailers.
I don't need any more either. I'm about almost as excited for that as I was
Force Awakens.
Doctor Strange, I think it has the potential to be Marvel's first bomb.
You think so?
I'm predicting it. I don't think it's going to do as well as even Ant-Man.
Okay.
I think it's a little too out there for people. I think you might be right.
You may be right. You may be crazy.
I just might be lunatic, yo. Look at me. We're all over the place tonight, man.
Can't contain us.
The thing that might save that is Benedict Cumberbatch.
Cumberbatch Henny Dick.
Bumbersaur Hootie Boo.
Bumbersaur Cumberland Mills.
Brew Boss Honey Bunch.
Honeysuckle Whistle Dick.
Harry Balls Sticky Sack.
Now, if you're a Benedict Cumberbatch fan and we've upset you, we're sorry. But dadgummit, that's not a normal name. Benedict Cumberbatch. You made that up.
Boo Boo Bear Dinosaur.
Cock a Pee Pee Poo Poo Child. Swizzle Stick Grundlemeyer. Sex Bechambliss. Oh, wait, that's a real name.
Better Factor. Money Bags.
Captain Crunch Vanilla Bean. So.
Boo Boo Kitty Fuck. We get that reference. Jay is talking about straight back.
To you.
Snooch the Nooch.
So,
that's funny how, like, I just, like, open my mouth and two words, and then it's just like, a dog-rated episode. So, Doctor Strange. So, he's gonna save that movie, probably.
Benedict may be the one thing.
But, I don't, it just looks a little out there. I don't like how it's looking like Inception, kind of.
Yeah. I can see how that's kind of more I don't know, confusing than anything. But I like the idea of it being more of a mystical hero than a science-based hero.
I like the chick that they casted as the Ancient One. I always Tilda Swinton.
She's the Ancient One. Okay, that's right.
She's the Ancient One.
That's right.
Yeah.
They swept the gender. I forgot about that.
I'm cool with that. I think that looks pretty exciting. So those are two movies that are coming out. Another one, Mona, believe it or not.
That looks like it's pretty good. When I first heard about it, what, a couple years ago, something like that?
Yeah.
It seemed like an interesting concept.
Disney's newest movie.
Yeah.
It's about...
Polynesian princess.
Polynesian princess, who, whose name is Mona, teams up with a god. And I forget the god's name, but he's played by Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And so...
It'll be bad.
Looks good. Looks funny.
He is like a Polynesian.
I'm pretty excited about that. We're Disney geeks, so I thought we would throw that in there. Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar something or other kids. Dinosaurs and kids.
Dinosaurs.
Or...
Benedict.
Miss Peregrine's
Cabbage
Home for
kids.
Peculiar Benedict Cumberbatches.
Benedict Cumberbatch Cabbage Kid. Cabbage Patch Kids.
It's just a bunch of Benedict Cumberbatches. All like different types of his movies. Like he's him as Sherlock. It was Doctor Strange, him as Sherlock.
Little Smaug, little dragon kid.
That's the new Tim Burton movie.
It looks interesting, though.
Surprisingly, I don't think it has Johnny Depp or Helena Bonham Carter in it.
I think you're right.
Kind of surprised by that.
First time ever in the last decade.
Yes. It looks kind of weird and kooky, but that's coming out too. And then, Assassin's Creed.
That looks really cool too.
Other than the horrible trailer with the Kanye West song, it kind of just took me out of it.
Yeah, it was okay. I liked that though. I thought it was cool.
I'm not a god, but I'm more than a god, but I'm Kanye West, and I'm back, I don't
like Kanye either, but...
And any rap song in that trailer just wouldn't have fit.
Think so?
I don't know, but it looks like the video game.
It does. It looks legit.
It does. So that's pretty cool for you geeks, video game geeks. And then, Tom, I might be more stoked for this than even the Star Wars movie.
Oh, really?
I think so. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. I don't know. They might be right up there.
I don't know.
I'm really
looking forward to it, too, but definitely not more than Rogue One.
Maybe not. Rogue One is just like, maybe a hair
just
a little.
A hair.
Because Vader's going to be in Rogue One.
Just a Warwick Davis over.
Just Warwick. He's right over top.
He's in both. He's got his feet in both universes.
He does.
Just saying.
Just the tip of his willow hair. Mad Mardigan is just holding him up. It's such a good movie. It's so underrated.
Did you
Willow.
See that? He took your black root. Puts hair on your chest. Little baby girls don't need hair on their chests. I love that.
Fantastic Beasts look really good.
Yeah.
I think it looks awesome. It looks like a Harry Potter movie.
It does. It has that same kind of feel where it's whimsy, kind of funny, and it just kind of tag along as you go on these little silly adventures. Yeah. Not silly, but adventures.
So that's $60. Of your money just gone.
That's a lot.
You plan
money.
On seeing all those in the theater, you think?
Yeah, probably. Well, at least three of them.
I'm probably going to for sure see Doctor Strange, Rogue One, Mona, and Fantastic Beasts.
I'm betting probably Doctor Strange, Rogue One, Fantastic Beasts. Maybe Assassin's Creed.
Okay. All right. I'm super excited about all those things. They're going to be pretty awesome. So... All over the internet, people are talking about how this is a horrible year for movies, and a lot of critics are saying it's super disappointing.
I feel like people on the internet, just if they don't have something to complain about, then they're just like slowly dying inside. And, I gotta tear something down. It hurts inside. I hate movies. I feel better.
So suppose
Kevin Smith sucks.
And just everything he puts out sucks.
Yeah, just everybody hates him. Movie poop shoot. Shut your face.
So,
I love that movie.
It's just like, and they're saying that it didn't raise as much money as they thought it was going to be, and it's a bad year for the movies, which is weird.
Yeah, right.
Do you think that?
I don't know about that.
Do you think it was such a bad year for movies critic wise, or do you think the hype is so big now that it's hard to live up to?
It does seem like over the especially, I guess you're right, especially this year, there's been, all these movies have been really hyped up.
Super hyped.
Yeah.
I can't remember any other years of so much hype for movies.
Yeah, not just like, you know, maybe one or two movies. Almost every movie that comes out.
Batman v Superman, huge hype.
Deadpool had the like rated R hype. Independence Day had that like, oh, it's going to be big. Yeah. Just like the first one hype.
Ghostbusters. How much am I going to hate it hype. Yeah. Lots of hype for movies.
So much hype. Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad is probably the most
hype. The most hype, yeah, I would say that.
That was so hyped up. Yeah. And I think we're still in disagreement about that movie, too.
I saw it again, and I think I liked it a little more the second time.
Okay, all right. So, going into that, what do you think was the worst movie you've seen so far this year? Out of a lot of the movies we listed. Like, what's been your least favorite?
Probably Batman v Superman.
Okay.
But at face value, it's still a good movie. It's just, again, it's all my expectations were kind of like left in.
So high.
It was like, okay.
They just took such a weird direction with it.
They did.
I think that was one of the big problems. And like I told you before, the Ultimate Edition does make it better, but you shouldn't have to have the Ultimate Edition make it better.
Yeah.
So mine is probably no surprise to you, Suicide Squad.
That's one of your least favorite? Okay.
Yeah, I was just grimacing through that whole thing, man. Just so many parts of that movie I didn't like, and
I'm just a little worried.
I could probably go on an hour-long rant about certain things.
I'm sure we have an episode that's about an hour long where we talked about Suicide Squad.
And I guess if we wanted to count Killing Joke, that might be right there, too.
That's technically, we saw that in the theaters.
And I saw Yoga Hosers, so... According to the critics, that should be the worst
movie.
That
should have been the worst.
Because they got like a 21% on Rotten Tomatoes. Dang. And people say it's like the worst movie ever.
Ever?
No, and it's not.
Haven't people not seen Cable Guy?
Have people not seen Chasing Amy? No. Have people not seen Jersey Girl?
I like Jersey Girl.
I love Chasing Amy.
I only saw that one once, though.
Have people not seen Monkey Bone? Have you ever seen that movie? God, awful.
I have seen Monkey Bone.
Oh, it's the only movie I've ever walked out on in a movie theater before.
It is a very odd movie.
So, have you listened to Movies of the Teen yet, the first episode?
Not yet, no.
Larry's rating scale is... So, 0 to 10. 0 is Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
She hates that movie?
We tried to watch it for like 30 minutes. And she's like, that sucks. It's the worst movie ever. And then 10 is Pretty Little Liars.
What? What?
That's such a weird rating scale, right? But hey, she's a teenager.
She's a teenage girl, so sure, why not?
So, what's been your favorite movie so far of the year?
Favorite so far, let's see. I think of all the movies we went and saw.
I could tell you what your favorite's been.
What?
Captain America Civil War.
That was really good.
Yeah.
That probably, you're right. I think you're right. That one was really good.
I know you well.
Just seeing
my
all
friend.
My favorite heroes duke it out on screen was awesome.
It was good.
Well,
it was a lot
favorite.
Of fun.
There was still no Hulk.
It was better than Age of Ultron for sure.
Yeah, it definitely was.
For me, my favorite is I think Deadpool.
Deadpool was just hilarious. We were laughing the whole time.
I have not laughed that much at a movie in a long time. I think I laughed the whole entire time.
It was just start to finish hilarious.
Yes, it definitely was really, really
perfect
well done.
Perfect Deadpool.
Pitch perfect, really. I don't think any superhero movie's ever gotten that pitch perfect before. And then I really dug Jungle Book, too.
Yeah.
Jungle Book was really, really good.
It looked interesting. I still haven't seen it yet.
The effects were really good. The casting was perfect. They had one song by Bill Murray and the other one by Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
The kid was perfect. That was a really great
Mowgli,
movie.
Mowgli, get over here. Show me the fire. I need your man's red fire.
Show me the fire and maybe Benedict Cumberbatch.
And look, it's a funny little penguin. I wonder what he's gonna say. That'd be funny if he just showed up as a penguin in Jungle Book and talked like Smaug. What are all these animals doing?
He's just eating all the animals and
little
stuff.
Bitty, just hungry penguin.
So Do you think any of these movies coming up are going to beat out the your favorite movie?
Beat Civil War?
Yeah.
Rogue One, maybe.
Yeah.
I think that might be a good contender.
Force Awakens would probably be my favorite movie of 2015.
Yeah, I'd say that too. Force Awakens was just like, I was on my edge of my seat the whole time.
Yeah. The other thing I just wanted to mention with these movies coming out in 2016 is I think my biggest complaint with movies this year has been the trailers.
Okay, yeah.
They are showing more than they ever have before.
I remember maybe 5-6 years ago when they would show a trailer, there's like a big, like, I'll give you a good example. Cloverfield. Did you see that movie?
Yes.
So, the first few trailers for it, they didn't show anything. Like, you had no idea what that movie was about until after the movie came out. Then they kind of started hinting at what was going on in that movie. That's how they should be doing it.
Exactly.
No more just like, boom, here's the bad guy. Boom, here's the other bad guy. Boom, they're going to fight. Here's the main fight. Here's the funniest line in the movie. Come see it.
Right, and it's super annoying, man. Batman v Superman, I think, is a perfect example.
I think you're right.
I think a lot of the good spots in that movie they showed. Suicide Squad might be pretty close, too.
They're pretty close. They kept a lot of it under wraps. Like, they didn't really release who the main villains were, per se.
Yeah, they did a little bit better than they did with that. And then I think the other thing we need to talk about is the trailers, but then the takeover of streaming.
Okay.
All these streaming networks.
Okay.
And I think like Netflix originals and Amazon originals, I think these might be hurting the movie industry some.
I think you're right, because now there's not, you know, why go to the movies when you can just watch a lot of pretty new movies, TV shows right at home.
Right at home.
And you're already, you know, for a cost of a movie every month.
Weeks of entertainment.
Yeah, you get hours and hours every
month. Or you can watch 6 seasons in 2 days.
Yeah, or whatever. Just binge it and do it all. Do it. Shove it in my eyes.
Because there are so many good shows, like Stranger Things. I know you haven't watched that yet.
I haven't watched it yet, but everybody's raving about
Stranger
Things.
We had a request today from a fan that we do a whole episode on Stranger Things. All right,
so I gotta get caught up then.
So you gotta get caught up. Daredevil Season 2 came out this past year.
Yep.
Jessica Jones came out. And I don't have a list or anything pulled up, but there's a million more.
Yeah. It's Orange New Black, still everybody's still loving that show.
Yep.
Ugh.
So many originals and then just stuff that's going from the TV straight to like it, because in my opinion the CW DC Universe is a million times better than the cinematic DC Universe.
I agree 100%.
Arrow and Flash, and I haven't seen Supergirl yet, but I heard Supergirl is pretty great too. Because they've got like the Martian Manhunter in it and stuff. Oh, did you see that?
No, I did. I remember reading something about Martian Manhunters in that.
So, and then the other thing we got this year of Netflix original that's dropping is Luke Cage drops on September 30th, too.
Yeah.
So that's pretty exciting. So, definitely a lot of geek stuff coming out the rest of the year and stuff to look forward to and things that we can talk about.
A lot of opportunities to stay home and a lot of opportunities to go to the movies. Yes.
And a new Sherlock is coming out, too.
It only takes, what, every 5 years?
I think Sherlock is 2017, though.
It's ridiculous. I don't know why they do that. They just, like,
I don't know.
Every 3 or 4 years, they do the next season of Sherlock.
Benny
Cumbie?
Benedict Eggs!
Scrambled Eggs Medley Match. Ash Brown Snickerdoodle Pie.
Benedict Eggs of Herb.
Benihana Cabbage Patch. That's not a good call for that one.
Oh my gosh. So, go watch some movies for the rest of the year. You can tell us what movies you liked this year, too.
Yeah.
Let us know on Twitter, at Deep Fried Geeks. You can tell us on Facebook, also.
Other movies that we forgot.
Movies we forgot, things you really liked. Any different names you may have for Benedict Cumberbatch.
I would love to hear this whole stream of odd names, but I'm sticking with Benihana Cabbage Patch.
If you're a weekly listener, too, do us a favor and drop us a review on iTunes. We've got a couple on there, but we could always use some more. The more reviews you have, the more you pop up in iTunes and people search for podcasts. So, if you could show us some love and drop us some reviews, that would be pretty dope of you. Benedict Cumberbatch would be like, thank you.
Thank you.
Do you have, like, a normal Benedict Cumberbatch, like, impersonation?
I don't know. I just would be a harder. British man. Like, he has, like, a really low voice, too, so it's just like you're talking to, like, a British man, and he talks, and he's very elegant in the way he speaks.
That was good.
Certain things are accented.
I'm going to turn on now.
Have you heard of about Pang Wong?
Keep calm and
Pang Wong. Pang Wong. Pang Wong.
Benihana.
Benihana.
Eggs.
Cabbage match.